Yes, yes, yes. We back at it one more again. I told you you would make it through the weekend to get your week going, get that Monday out the way, and right back here on Tuesday to get your next dose. It is us. It is the Audio Meds. I am your meds, DJ Bobby Hustle, and my guy,
that Vato Capo.
Guaranteed to get you plugged for $1 million in two pair of Nike Air Yeezys. Originals.
Hey, I'll take the Air Yeezys, dog. The originals, too?
The originals.
Run it.
You know how much the originals sold for?
Man, I know it's a lot. I know that shit.
$1.8 million.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know if the resale is that much, but I'll take a third of that. If we can get a third of that, I think we still winning, Capo.
Hey, all day. That's a W, Doug. I'll take it.
That's a W. Hey, welcome back to the show, man. You are here live in effect. It is Tuesday. This is the Audio Meds, your men's and them. If this is your first time using the AMP platform, if you've just seen the link and clicked here, or you've seen the billboard and you wanted to check it out and want to know, what is this AMP platform that everybody talking about all the time? Well, AMP is live radio reimagined. And the Audio Meds, well, we're the only no cure to insanity. And that's a proven fact, right, Capo?
Yes, yes, that is a proven fact. You can Google search that shit right now. And Bobby, it is Tuesday. We made it through the weekend. We are here. High energy. I'm ready to get this thing started. We got some interesting topics of discussion today. We're going to beef up that playlist. Not only that, Bobby, we got a special guest joining us today. And I'm extremely hype about this one, man. Dog, I'm ready to get into it. I don't know about you, but before we do all that, what the fuck we got to do, Doug?
Man, you already know what time it is. It's time for that quick mix, you
bastards.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, man, I'm lit, man. R.P. Young Dolph, man, shouts out that. Every time I hear that song, man, I mean, like, I've been getting paid, man.
Right? It does something, Doug.
Certain songs hit just right, man. We back. Welcome back to the show, man. If y'all just now tapping in, this is the Audio Meds, and it's your men's and them, DJ Bobby Hustle, that Vato Capo, man. How you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm feeling good, Doug. Like, I had a great weekend. You know, a lot of action, a lot of movement. I'm back to it. I'm feeling energized. Started the week off on a high note. Man, I'm feeling good. How about yourself, Bobby? How you feeling,
man? Man, I'm feeling absolutely magnificent. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, man. We got the Monday out the way. We on the Tuesday, man. I'm feeling good, though, man. I'm almost feeling as good as your man's, though.
Who's that?
Come on, man. Big Ush, baby. I know you heard, man. He's got to be performing at the school. 2024 Super Bowl is black again, baby.
I am not mad at that. And I don't know if you've seen the reveal for it. That shit was dope. You seen that shit?
Yeah. That was pretty cool, man. It's like it was the how he used his skit from that song Confessions. And like he did a TikTok to it. It's like, hey man, TikTok got you winning, got people winning, man. I ain't even gonna lie.
Oh yeah, with prime time though. You know what I'm saying? Like super dope, man. So yeah, that's I'm excited to see what he brings to the table, what some of the special guests he brings with him, because you know he's got songs with everyone. So yeah, dog, it's gonna be exciting, bro. But yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a special guest joining us today, so I'm hype about that. I'm feeling real excited because I'm not even going to go into it just yet, man, because I know we gotta give him the proper introduction. So if you're listening, man, go ahead and call in because I'm ready to get this thing started, Bobby. I don't know about you.
Man, absolutely, man. We're about to turn this thing up, man. If y'all in the chat, man, show us some love. Tap that heart button, man. Show us some love. It'll really help us out, man. Hit that plus button. Turn it to a check if you hear a song that you like. We got a super duper special guest about to come on the line right now. We're going to be right back from this one song, and we're about to get straight into this shit.
Let's go.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, we right here. We on the way, and now we here, man. Hey, if y'all just tapping in, this is the Audio Meds. It's your men's and them. DJ Bobby Hustle, that Vato Capo. Capo, what we got Capo. Going, bro?
Dog, we on the way. Speaking of we on the way, we have a special guest joining us, man. And I'm, dog, this is, at these times is when I get super hyped, because we get to celebrate the culture with other people just like us, man, that are in this business, that are grinding, that are taking it to the next level. So let me go ahead and just introduce today's guest, man. He hails from Chicago. You may have seen him performing with some of the biggest artists out here. You may have seen him on the Ellen Show. You might have seen him performing with DaBaby or Chance the Rapper. You might have even seen him going viral for his hit record, Big Papa. Millions of streams. Man, Doc, I could keep going and going and going because the list doesn't stop. Bobby, I need y'all to make some noise for the one, the only, Soski.
Yeah. Soski! Yo, what's going on?
Yes, what up, sir. What up, yes,
bro? I feel it, man.
Man,
absolutely magnificent.
I'm feeling great, 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 man. How about yourself? How you doing, Doug?
I'm feeling excellent.
Hey, that's the best way to be, man. I hear it.
Yes. Good energy, man. Good energy, good vibes, man. So let's go back a little bit, bro. Let's go to the start of this whole thing, man. We know you're an artist, right? But you seem like you're a man of many hats, right? Like you dance, you do music, you write, you freestyle. Where does this all come from, man?
Well, really, the root of it is sharing a room with my older brother. You know, everything he wanted to do, he had to teach me, I had to do. And my brother was really the first person I ever met that was like doing everything. Like, he wanted to skateboard, he wanted to flip, he wanted to rap, he wanted to dance. And I was the only other brother up until my little brother, and he came like 10 years after us. So, you know, I kind of got it from there. But my older brother, as he got older, you know, because he was like way older than me. So, you know, as he got older, he got to doing his own thing. And everything that he was teaching me, I just kind of started taking it for my own and, you know, putting my own spin on it. Then I met a group of dudes who danced just like me. And that's when I met the Future Kings, and we took it to a whole another level. You know, that's when I started, you know, getting out of DaBaby and getting that far is once I started meeting them, being around them. And then, after meeting them and we started doing so many big things with the dance, I always wanted to do the music. So I was like, you know, I think it would be a good idea if we incorporate both. Like, let's just try it. And, you know, we tried it. People liked it. We kept going. And then we came out with our own hit. It was called Three Vet. And it went viral on TikTok. It got put in 2K20. You know what I'm saying? It went everywhere. So that was kind of the point for me where I was like, okay, rap is definitely something that's going to have to be prominent in my life and what I'm doing, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, ever since that day, I just kept going. I had a fallout with my group over that song, and it got bad. So for like the past 2 years, I was on my own, and that's when I made that Big Papa, you know what I'm saying? And that Big Papa went up, and that's when I felt like God was like, okay, you really got to do this. Like, no matter what you got going on, this is what you need to be doing. You need to be in the studio. You need to be cooking up, you know? So, yeah, it's really just been going from there.
Yeah, hey, well, before we get into Big Papa, because we're moving fast, I don't want to get into Big Papa just yet. But, man, we know, so the dancing part of it, right? Like, so you were dancing first before you started creating music?
Well, before I started really making music, yeah. Like, I was rapping before I started taking dance serious, but I wasn't taking rap serious at that time. It was just with my older brother, and I was, like, 14, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then once I started hanging around with a group, that's when I put rap on the back burner. I wasn't even thinking about it for a few years because we were so into the dance, like, having a group of people to do it with, you know? It was a little different. So we started really working on that, and it wasn't until a few years later that we had already did all the dance things, and I was like, okay, I want to go back to this rap, you know?
Okay. So as a dancer and as a content creator, I see you stay working, you got plenty of content. How is that a tough regimen schedule that you have? Do you say, I got to do a certain amount of videos this week, a certain amount of videos this day? Do you have like a library of stuff ready to go? What's your regimen like to stay on game?
Honestly, the only way I'm going to stay on game is if I keep moving. Like, people just love seeing me live my life. I'm not one of those people where I could just post in my crib and Instagram going, show me love 10 times in a row. Like, people, I don't know what it is about what I got going, but my whole life, everything I've been doing, it's just been me posting as I'm on the move, you know, me posting as I'm here, me posting as I'm doing there. So my content really just thrives on me going and to these different places and even going to the store, you know, but stuff like that, really just lifestyle.
Okay. Dope.
So now, this is one question I have, man, because, you know, me and Bobby talk about this a lot as far as like people chasing this viral sensation, trying to go viral with everything. Now, you did go viral with Big Papa, right? And so my question to you, do you feel like now it's something that you feel like you have to continuously chase or create new content to try to continue to try to go viral? Or is it something where it's like, you know, let it just happen organically?
I feel as though if it's not organic, it's not going to work. And I say that because there's people all the time, you know, that I see personally that's like, oh, I got to make a song that's going to do good on TikTok, or I got to make a song. But you don't really know what's going to do well until you put it out. You know what I'm saying? I got, like, when I did the Three Vets record, we didn't know that, like, we didn't say, let's make a song that's going to go viral. Like, we just was recording in my room one day, you know, put it out, and people liked it. The same way with Big Papa, it was really just me saying how I feel on the track, me saying how I feel about myself on the track, and just so happened to put it out and did what it did. But after it, I was like, there was a moment where I thought to myself, like, am I supposed to do that? You know, am I supposed to try to recreate that? But like, the artist in me wouldn't allow me to do that. Like, every time I get in the booth, it was just like, it had to be authentic, or I wouldn't even, like, I would scrap a whole song if I felt like it wasn't just me being me.
Okay. Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, that's the best way to be. I think authenticity is key. So how many songs do you say you record a week?
Honestly, I want to say it varies, because there's times where I could record one song, and then the next day I record five songs. There's sometimes where I won't record for 3 days in a row, you know? Like, the type of artist I am, it really depends on what my mind state is right then and there. Like, I can make music about, if I'm mad, I can make a song about that. But there's sometimes where I'm so mad, I'm like, I'm not getting in the fucking booth right now. I can't even rap. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, like, so it kind of really just depends on what the vibe is for me. But for the most, for the estimate, I would say at least a track a day for the most part.
Okay. Damn.
Now you working. You're doing videos, dancing. So are you trained? Are you a trained dancer, or is this something you just learned from the streets?
Shit, man. This is something I learned from the streets. You know, I just picked it up. And then I would say once I joined the group, The Future Kings, it became more of a real thing than just a street thing. Like, they taught me how to structure my dance, and I learned how to create choreography and, you know, stuff like that. But I still never took any classes or anything like that. Like, even as I was in the group, it wasn't something that I was like, let me go practice, try to make some new dance moves. Like, I've always just been an on-the-spot freestyle dance type of guy, and it always just worked out like that.
Yeah. Right. So with that group, with your dance group, that's how you guys ended up linking with the baby, correct?
Yeah. So we had a moment where on Instagram, we was just, for some reason, every post we did was just going up, and we would just be walking down the street dancing, and, you know, and that's kind of how we started to connect with these artists, because we would dance to the song that they got that's out right now, and we would tag them in it, and then boom, the song goes up, they're going to see it, you know. So we danced to DaBaby a few times, and it went viral on a couple of our pages to the point to where he saw it. We ended up linking up, and my big brother, Kang Forever, he ended up linking up with the Real Goats, you know, the videographers for him. Mm-hmm. He got a real close connection with them, and that's how we ended up doing Bop. And then after we did Bop, the success of it, DaBaby wanted to recreate that exact scene for, you know, what he had going. So we did a couple tour dates with him. We did SNL and stuff like that. And with Chance the Rapper, it was really the same thing. He just saw us, and then one day he started hitting us. But with Chance the Rapper, it was more like he was more of a big brother. Like, whenever he needed us, he was like, yo, y'all got to come do this TV show with me. It's tomorrow. Or y'all got to come do this. It's this day, you know?
That's crazy.
That's wild. Go ahead, by my
so you, so, so, you know, so you said, like, I know we said you was on Ellen and you was on SNL. Those are two big shows right there.
That's huge.
Yeah, I was on Ellen with Chance the Rapper when he performed No Problem with Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. I did SNL with DaBaby. I did America's Got Talent with the Future Kings. We made it to like semi-finalists. I did it was a lot of award shows and stuff I did, especially in that era where we were rolling with Ayo and Tayo. I don't know if you guys know that song. I just wanna lowly.
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah. When that song dropped around that time, they were like our closest friends, you know, and we were dancers too. So we were doing everything with them, you know, and we ended up doing a lot of stuff with them, meeting a lot of people. And yeah.
Is that where you link with Billie Eilish?
Actually, I ended up linking with Billie Eilish because she saw us on America's Got Talent, and she just so happened to post a picture of me on her story, and she was like, who is this? And I woke up and I had a whole bunch of followers and stuff from Billie Eilish's account. And after that, we ended up linking with her, and we ended up just getting cool. Like, it was just awesome, you know, like, we was with her. Every time she would come to Chicago, if she had Lollapalooza or something, she would hit me up the day before and be like, yo, I got tickets for you and your boys, stuff like that.
No, that's love.
Yeah, that's dope.
So with all that, seeing all this success from the dancing world, like, was it hard to transition and say, you know what, I'm going to go over here and just start doing this artist thing and you know, move away from the dancing aspect right now? I mean, I know you still incorporate both, but it's, you know, changing over, like, with so much traction over here, being on all these big platforms and all this stuff, and then moving over to the artist, were you just trying to merge the two, kind of? Was that the idea behind it?
So that's a good question. See, when I was on, like, because now I'm a solo artist, you know, but me and the Future Kings, we've reconciled and stuff. Like, we're cool again, but I'm no longer on the group, you know? So when I was on the group, we were incorporating the dance a lot. Like, every video, every music video that we did, we were dancing, and then we had dance videos to it and stuff like that. I feel like now, as much, I really don't, like, because I've just been dropping music and living my life to it, and that's what's been working, you know? Like, I haven't really had too many people like, oh, you gotta dance and da 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 da. And, you know, like, I love dance, but it's not really something I desire to do all the time. You know, like, I wake up in the morning and I hear a beat and I'm like, oh, I gotta rap to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't hear a song and I'm like, oh, I gotta go dance to this. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was gonna ask. That was my next.
Exactly. So at this point in your career, you say, if somebody say what you do, you say, I'm an artist and not a dancer, correct?
Yeah, I just say I'm an artist, you know, like, I wouldn't really call myself a dancer because I'm not going to go do any dance performances, or if somebody hits me up and say, yo, can you dance my song? I'm going to say, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if I'm on stage or something and I'm performing my song, I might hit a couple moves or something like that, you know? So I would really just say I'm an artist before I would just be like, yeah, I'm a rapper or I'm a dancer, because I still do everything. Like, I model. I do, you know, I do a lot more than just rap too. So.
So you're an artist, artistry. I get it.
Yeah.
And speaking of artistry and doing, you know, a lot of different things, Mr. Big Shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's jump into this a little bit, because Mr. Big Shit, your project, 16 records. Right? 16 records, man. Now, what was the thought process going into this? One, the fucking cover's dope as fuck. It's a play. Yeah, it's a play on Superfly, right? Like, that was from the classic. I know you're pretty young, bro. Have you even seen Superfly?
Bro,
the original.
The original, yes.
Like, I grew up in a household where, like, dad was always watching the older movies. Like, one of my favorite movies is Harlem Nights. I watch that almost every other day. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like,
respect.
I don't watch new TV. I'm like, I only watch sitcoms unless it's like a Martin or a Living Single or Wayne's Bros. Like, those are the only things that interest me, you know? So when it comes to my music, it kind of gives that feel that, like, that's like I'm older, but I'm really not.
Yeah.
I'm a young nigga. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, you young, but you got an old soul.
Old
right?
soul, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So out of these records, now you know, me and Bobby, man, like, you know, Bobby's a DJ, you know what I'm saying? So we go back and forth, and we have to sit there and really like skim through and listen to them and figure out which ones we want to push play on the show, because we can only play two, right? So me and Bobby were going back and forth. Bobby, what did we end up coming up with, man?
Man, it was tough. It was tough. So we got a record right here that we want to get into first. It's called Cage Bird. So this is I know he's like, oh, that one. Okay, we're going to get into the single. We're going to get into the single. But like, yeah. Like I said, it's not just about the single. It's about the body of work. Like, you got 16 records on there. Like you just said to these people listening, you're an artist. You're not just a dancer. You're not just a rapper. You're an artist and a creator. So yeah,
No. I thought it was cool that y'all said Cage Bird.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Okay.
That's
what's up. Yeah, that was a throw off for me.
Okay, good. That's what we like to do. We like to trip you and throw you off your game. but this song right here, Cage Bird, so I know some of the audience hasn't heard it. So before we get into it, we like to get them on the same page with you mentally, spiritually, and visually. What was going through your life at the time, or what was the magic that happened to make this song possible?
Honestly, that was probably... the last week of me working on, that was the last song I made for the project. And I was thinking, like, I need an outro, but it has to be like something hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be something from the heart, something that people gonna feel, you know what I'm saying? So I hit a couple producers. I'm like, yo, y'all gotta send me some beats. I need an outro type beat. And as soon as I heard that beat, I'm like, oh yeah, this is the outro right here. I gotta talk, you know. I sat in my room, because I don't really go to the studio. I'll send my vocals over to get them mastered, but I don't really like being in the studio and there's 50 people in there. Like, I'd rather record by myself, you know. So I was sitting in my room for a couple of hours listening to the beat, telling myself, like, it gotta be something more than just, you know, like, it has to be something to where I'm spitting, but it has to be something where you can feel at the same time. So went, got a little Patron, you know, took a couple shots back. Then the lyrics start flowing, boy. Turn that beat on. That's how it went.
Okay, I'm a tequila man myself, but hey, if y'all listening, make sure y'all do what we do here at the Audio Meds. You tap that plus button, turn it to a check. It's going to automatically add this song to your Amazon Music playlist, and you can listen to it over and over on loop and repeat to make sure you run up his pockets. You know what I'm saying? We're about to get into this record, man. Cage Bird by Soski.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, man, y'all just tapping in. Y'all just heard some new music by the artist Soski. This your man's in them, DJ Bobby Hustle, that Vato Capo, man. We got a super duper special guest on the line. Yo, yes. So I rock with that song, man, because, like, Capo, we always talk about that a lot of artists, you know, and some new artists, they don't really go get into the storytelling anymore. And it's like,
yeah,
you know, like,
there's very few conceptual. Yeah, a lot of them conceptual records just ain't around. And yo, I applaud you for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely diving in. And that shows he's got an old soul, bro. Like, all those groups he was playing. Those were all classics.
I was about to say, man, I put classics in there, man. Like, you got all the good ones. So yeah, man, either you or your producer, whoever, or the spirits inside of you guiding you. You know?
Nah, that was all me. I was it's funny, because when I was making the song, I was listening. I'm like, damn, I really don't want to rap on this part where there's no beat. Like, I don't know. It sounds like something where Wayne would have just left this. Like, he wouldn't have rapped on this. So I was like, you know, trying to figure out how to do it. And I was like, maybe I just put my favorite movies on there. And it just so happened to work out like that.
Yeah. Okay. Man, that's dope, huh? Yeah, so Wayne, obviously, I mean, we all know Wayne's a fucking GOAT, bro. So is that someone that you've admired coming up, like, with, like, when it comes to your pen game?
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. I feel like there's nobody new that you would be able to be like, oh, I got to come as hard as him, or I got to be able to, you know? And I feel like Lil Wayne is one of the only people besides like a Jay-Z or, you know, that I feel like growing up and when I started making music, I felt like I gotta be able to come as hard as him, you know? Like, I got to be able to, you know?
Right.
That's it, man. So go ahead, Bobby. My bad. I got all kinds of questions.
Man, me too. You know, and it's just like, you know, you got an old soul. You be diving in some of the classics. You like the classic movies and all that. So, like, top five. Who your top five right now? You know, I'm curious to hear from you.
Top five artists?
Yeah. It ain't got to be, like, popular, just all time that you listen to that, like, this is my shit.
Okay. I could say right now, Who do I listen to? Well, Wayne is always going to be in my top five. Like, I listen to more Wayne than probably anything. Like, he has so many songs where you can listen to some old, you listen to some new, go to the drought, you know? So, Wayne is always in there. Let's see. 50 Cent. I listen to a lot of 50 Cent. I grew up on 50 Cent. Before Wayne, for me, it was 50. Like, G-Unit, clothes, everything. Let me see. I really want to say, like, because I'm so, like, I'm one of those type of people where I don't really just sit and listen to full albums. Like, I just bounce around from people's songs to people's songs, you know? So, like, but I could say, like a Jay-Z for sure. I'll sit there and really listen to him. Honestly, I could say, like, Uzi. I rock with Uzi.
Nice.
Uzi's like, yeah, I rock with Uzi hard. Okay. Who am I gonna give that last spot to though? I feel like the last spot, I'm gonna give the last spot to Dipset for sure.
Oh, okay. I wasn't expecting that. Okay.
Me either. I'm surprised there was no one from Chicago on there, right? Like that's crazy. But
If you want me to be honest, I'm not really big on like I listen to like, you know, I hear a Lil Durk song, I'm like, this shit hard. But like when it comes to the full drill scene, I don't know. I'm not really a big fan. I feel like I was really born from somewhere else, but I just so happened to land here. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got a lot. There's other, you know, Chance the Rapper isn't drill, and Twista wasn't drill, and the Brat isn't drill. Like those are all classics.
Funny, yeah. It's funny that you say that because those are the artists that I do listen to from Chicago. Like
old soul. Look at that.
Yeah, there's so much Chance in my phone. Like all the artists that don't, you know, like it's so much in my phone. I just like listening to different stuff. I like the originators. I don't like listening to somebody who's, you know, making a sound that's already a sound. Like I want to hear who started that, you know?
Yeah, I ain't mad at that, bro. Not at all. So one thing I noticed that stuck out to me was you said that you don't listen to a lot of full albums, right? And you skip through a lot of songs, which I feel is like what a lot of people do nowadays. You know what I'm saying? That's why people curate their own playlists and stuff like that. So what made you come out and drop 16 songs on them? Like, what was the thought process behind that? 16 records, you know what I'm saying?
Honestly, the process for me was, for one, I'm probably not gonna drop a project for a while just because I don't really like dropping projects, so I might as well add a couple more on here. For two, I'm the type of person where I'll just come out of nowhere and start promoting this song again, and even if nobody heard it when it first dropped, yeah, it's on here, you know what I'm saying? You can go back, you can check it out, you know, like, I'm not really one of those people where it's about like, oh, people are going to look at this and like, no, it's about the art. I think this will be perceived very well. I think people will come back to this and be like, this is my favorite song. And then a couple months later be like, nah, I really like track 14. I never really paid attention to it like that. Or, you know, because that's something that I always did when it came to albums. Like I would hear and I would skip through it and then I would hear somebody else playing a song that I didn't really listen to on the album. I'm like, what is that? And they're like, oh, bro, this is the last track on here, you know? Like, so for me, for me, it was more on some, like, I think for the long run, it'll be a good idea to have a couple more on here that people could vibe with later, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. My thing is, like, you know, it's just such, everybody's moving so fast, you know what I'm saying? Like, people always say, you know, oh, it's single-based, everything's single-based. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and Bobby have been noticing a trend lately where a lot of artists are starting to get back to album mode, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not the first artist that's come on here, like, in the past couple of months that have been like, yeah, man, like, I'm back, like, I wanted to create a body of work, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to just release a single, like, I wanted to actually put some thought into it and create an actual body of work. So, like, we applaud that, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we're excited to see artists doing that, man.
It's like, I think a lot of the artists are starting to notice, like us, that maybe that's what the game is missing. You know, it's so much microwavable. Everybody's trying to catch that next viral single that people are losing just the thought of just being creative and making music from the soul and making, you know, just doing them.
Exactly. And I feel like that's why another reason, like, because I was going to drop smaller and like the week before I dropped the project, it was just me going back and forth with myself. Like, okay, do I want to add more? Do I want to give the people more? Or do I want to make it look like, and I'm like, at the end of the day, to me, it's just about the music. Like, I think people are going to like it. So just put it out, you know?
And don't overthink it. Right. Just
right,
do it.
Right. Cause I've never overthink anything far as music, and it always seemed to go how I wanted it to. So if I start overthinking it, I just feel like it's going to be the complete opposite reaction, you know?
Damn. Well, that's what Michael Jackson said, man. Michael Jackson said, artists get in the way of themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's most artists' biggest downfall is them getting in the way of themselves, you know, by overthinking or, you know what I'm saying, trying to plan shit out too much and be so strategic that it's not organic anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they end up blocking themselves. They block their blessings.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
Okay. So out of these 16 tracks on this project, do you have a favorite one?
Honestly, I think my favorite would have been Venom, honestly. Ooh. Venom. Ooh. And Ice Party. Ice Party, just off the fact of, like, where I was when I made it, like, the vibe that I had when I was making that song, you know, like, it just hits my soul differently, you know. But when it comes to, like, favorites, just off, like, man, this song is really good, Venom, for sure.
Okay.
No,
let me not forget all Benji's, because that's definitely a top favorite.
Now, Bobby, we kind of skipped over one, but there was one that stuck out to me that I had to ask you about, Soulski, and that was Mr. Big.
Oh, okay.
Because that's an old record that you flipped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what was it like? What were you? I mean, of course, obviously you were tapping into the Mr. Big record, but, like, I mean, that's a huge record to try to turn around and recreate. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like growing up with my dad, you know, like, all these songs, I just know them, you know, and it's a lot of songs where, like, I've done little flips for and, like, took a line from Paying Homage, and nobody notices because people these days don't really, you know. And then I have, like, a 40-year-old reply to my Instagram. He's like, hey, bro, I heard that. You know what
I'm saying? I like his 40-year-old voice. That's hilarious.
But, like, for me, it was just a song that I really enjoyed. And, like I said, like, I don't really overthink it. Like, if I was overthinking it, I probably would have been like, man, this song's too big to even try to rap on. But I'm like, I'm having fun. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel at the moment, you know?
Yeah. Well, me and Bobby, it's funny because we were actually talking about that song, Last Dose of Audio Meds, man. And we were giving 8-Ball and MJG. We had Drummer Boy on, and we were talking to Drummer Boy about that record. And it was just funny that when we went and listened to it, I was like, holy shit, like, that's crazy. So, but yeah, man, I love where you're going with it, man. I love that you're so fresh in the game, but still, you know, a lot of the younger generation Which it's happened in every era of hip hop, but you know, a lot of the younger artists forget about the older artists or don't pay homage, and I see you doing that, so you know, salute to you for that, man. I feel like that'll go a long way, and especially like a lot of the older artists need to turn around and do the same and show love to a lot of the younger artists that are coming up, because there's a lot of fucking talent out here, man. And for anybody that's out here saying that all hip hop's dying, or you know what I'm saying, we're in a dark space, I'm like, bro, just listen more, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. And not only that, man, it's like you also got a good upbeat vibe about yourself. Like, you know, you know I can tell that you got a good head on your shoulders, kid.
He's smart.
you're smart, man. I can tell, you know, we all do dumb stuff when we're young, but I can see you got goals, man. You really trying to achieve those and taking the actionable steps to do it, you know, which is smart, Bobby. Man, which is very smart, man, you know. And I just, you're a smart kid, you know, smart guy, you're a smart grown man.
So you know and what that so, means.
What does that
you
mean?
You know what it means, right? man, I don't know if you've seen the show before, man, but like, we got a segment. Well, we're going to put you in the hot seat. We're going to twist your arm. We're going to check your credentials and see if we got to pull your hip-hop card, man. We got to play a little bit of Street Smarts trivia, man. You dropping the breakers, talking this big shit, man. Hey. We got to see if you just read the script.
He said, I knew that shit was going somewhere.
That's where it went.
Hey, absolutely. So if you've seen the show before, you know what time it is, Capo.
That's right. It's time for Street Smarts Trivia with your host, DJ Bobby Hustle, and that Vato Capo.
Guaranteed to get your plug. Bing! All right. So this is the part of the show where we play the game. We're going to play a little bit of Street Smarts Trivia. All we do is just ask you a question. You just got to give us an answer.
Did he hang up? He dipped on us? Yeah. No, we can hear you.
All right. So we got a few different categories. And so the first category that we're going to start with is hip hop history. You ready?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Okay. It's okay. Get your Google fingers ready. I know you got your Google team on standby. So here's the first question.
He said Google team.
Right. He got a whole team, you know. And this one, you should know this one with this being one of your inspirations and favorite rappers. What rapper name did Lil Wayne go by originally? Was it A,
Young Wizzle, B, Shrimp Daddy, or C, Dwayne?
wait, when was this?
this was Lil Wayne before Lil Wayne.
Yeah, like, original this name.
This is the thing, right? You gotta understand. I was born in 1999. Okay, so like the first I can tell you his name in baller blocking.
Hey, but hold on, dog. You just had four different movies that were from the 90s, so that doesn't mean shit. We ain't talking.
Right. But what I'm saying is, when I was born, I heard bling bling. I didn't really look back. I was just like, okay, bling bling. I saw the baller blocking movie. I was like, okay, this is the hot boy. I never really looked back, but I feel like it can't be Shrimp Daddy. I hope it wasn't Shrimp Daddy.
He said, I hope it wasn't Young Wizzle or Dwayne.
Young Wizzle is a trick one because he be saying that his song. It could have been. I don't know. I'm gonna just go with D.
You gonna go with D? C? Dwayne. Yeah, there was no D. It's a trick question. Look at him.
Yeah, right, all of the above. D. Get your final answer. C. Dwayne.
Yeah. C. That's what I meant.
It was Shrimp Daddy.
Hey, hold on. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I wouldn't even click no fucking song by the artist named Shrimp Daddy.
That's why he changed his name.
You feel me? Like, that was very smart on Wayne's behalf, dude, because Shrimp Daddy was not it.
Nah. We would have never known Wayne. It's not like
a restaurant.
Yeah, we would have never known Lil Wayne if he came out as Shrimp Daddy, Doug. That shit would have never happened.
That's why he got a food truck with lobsters on it. Okay, all right. All right, we're gonna let that one slide. You know what I'm saying? You from the 99-2000. Okay. Okay, so we got another one for you. We got another category. This category is called... It's called ID check. Basically, we're going to read your government name, and all you got to do is tell us who it is. You ready?
Okay.
All right. My government name is Carl Terrell Mitchell. Am I
A, Common, B, Lil Durk, or C, Twister?
Carl Terrell Mitchell. That's Twister.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Hey!
Hey! My brother used to have him on MySpace as a kid. I know.
He said MySpace. Oh shit!
Okay. At least you remember that.
He took it back.
Okay. All right. Okay. You 50 right now. You doing good. You bouncing back. So, Capo, I think this is your favorite category.
That's right. So easy as this, man. I'm going to read you some lyrics. All you have to do is tell us who said that shit. You ready? All right. Man, I make a buck. Why scram? I'm trying to show y'all who the fuck I am. The jewels is flirting. Be damned if I'm hurting. Legend in two games like I'm Pee Wee Kirkland. Who said that shit?
Did you say what did you say? Man, I make some. Hold on.
I'll run it back for you. Ready?
Okay.
Man, I make a buck. Why scram? I'm trying to show y'all who the fuck I am. The jewels is flirting. Be damned if I'm hurting. Legend in two games like Pee Wee Kirkland. Who the said that shit?
Flirting. The jewels is flirting. That sounds like. Hold on. That's grinding.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Hey, look at him. He came back swinging, Bobby. He said, "I ain't going out like that, Doug."
Which one of them was it that said it?
Yeah, extra credit.
Pusha T, no?
Yes, sir. That was Pusha T. Hey.
Extra credit.
See, y'all try to see, and y'all playing the mind game where y'all try to make me feel like I don't know what I'm really talking about, but I do.
That's what we do, man. That's our job, dog. We can't make it easy for you.
Nah, bro. Life ain't easy, man. You know, we be doing you a disservice if we made it too easy for you. Have you thinking that life is all sugar-coated and cookie, man? The streets will get with you.
I hear that.
That's real shit. So everyone that's listening, make sure you tap that heart button. Make sure you turn it, hit that plus and turn it into a check. You know how we do here at Audio Mez, but we need you guys to slap that heart button and show some love. And we'll be right back with more Soski.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, we back. If y'all just now tapping in, this is the Audio Mez. It's your man's and them, DJ Bobby Hustle, that Vato Capo, and we got a super duper special guest online.
Oh, he added duper to that shit. That means it's serious.
It's serious.
You know who it is.
Hell yeah. So, Mr. Big Shit out right now, going crazy. What's next for you, man? What do you have cooking right now?
Honestly, I feel like I was personally on an artist level after dropping Mr. Big. I felt like I didn't do enough songs where I was just really just barring that shit up, like all Benji's and a Cage Bird, because that's really where I'm from, like musically, which is also why I didn't feel like it was hard for me to, you know, switch from the dance to the music, because it's like I'm not one of those dudes that out here trying to make dance songs, you know. I'm out here making real music, and people can understand that when they hear it, you know. So I feel like now for me, it's time to tap back in and start back getting into those real bars on these songs and, you know, turn back up. I got a lot of stuff I still plan to do, you know, but first things first is I got to let everybody know that Soski is the man with the motherfucking bars 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Like, hey. Well, and it's funny you say that because that's why we played Caged Bird. Like, we went through all the records and we were like, okay, he definitely flexing on a lot of this shit. And Caged Bird was like, that stuck out compared to like all the other records. Yeah. You said a lot. Like, and I was like, okay, like, you gave us a look into another side of you that, you know, on some of the other records, you really didn't let the fans in on that side. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, wow, that was kind of like, it was a little bit of a shock. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, okay, shit. Like, that's, here it goes. You know what I'm saying? Here's some versatility in the bar section where he's coming correct. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not saying anything against the other records, you know what I'm saying? Cause I was fucking with Dope Man was hard. What was it? You said Venom was another one I was fucking with as well. Drake and Josh, like, that shit was crazy.
And it's really about, you know, making yourself vulnerable as an artist to the listeners. And I think that's where a lot of artists create fans who rock with them. Like you just said, one particular, like Drake, you know what I'm saying? Like being grown and strong enough to talk about the stuff that's really going on in your life, to be vulnerable and let down your guard and let you allow your fans to get to know the real you and the other sides of you that so many people shield and guard. So, you know, kudos to being brave enough to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, I think that's everyone nowadays. And that's why people respect not only artists that do it, but, you know, people in general that have a voice or are willing to, you know, voice their opinion and speak up. And, you know, because I think a lot of times it's one of those things where it's what everyone's thinking, but not everyone has the guts to say it, you know what I'm saying, or to voice their opinion, you know what I'm saying. So definitely salute to that, man. And I'm excited to see, you know, what else, you know what I'm saying, you're talking about coming with the bars and stuff. I'm excited to see you know what I'm saying, like where you go with it, man. Like that's you know, that's definitely exciting, bro. What's your process? Because a lot of these beats, like, you got some crazy production on here, bro. Like, what's your process when it comes to the production side of things?
Honestly, I feel like for this project in particular, because I dropped a project before this one on my birthday last year, and it was the first project besides a mixtape that I dropped. It was called Beast Boy. And I feel like for this particular project, I felt more like I had to up the ante on the beats, because my last project, the beats were so crazy, and it's just really what catches my ear, you know? And for a while, when I first started making Mr. Big, a lot of the beats, I would listen to them in order, and I'm like, man, like, it's just a beat, you know? Like, it's just a beat. That's nothing that's like, wow. So I just took some time and was like, you know, just really going at it with myself. Like, what can sound the craziest, you know? Like, what can be the next level sound for Soski as far as the production? Because that's really, like, I love beats, you know?
Right. And I guess this is where it should start. So, you know, you've got various sounds on some of your records. Is there a particular wave that you are inspired most by? You say you're from Chicago, but you don't listen to a lot of Chicago artists. Some of your records have that down south vibe. Some of them have, you got different vibes. Is there a particular wave that inspires you more, east, west, north, south?
I feel like everything down south, honestly. Like, I really love, like, my favorite producer of all time is Zaytoven. That dude is absolutely nuts. Like, every beat I've ever heard by him was immaculate. And I was growing up during the time where Gucci was dropping crazy, and like, that was my brother's favorite artist, and I was my brother's little minion. So when I'm in the car with him, all I'm hearing is, evil, I'm in running, like, Gucci, you know? And I just grew attached to that sound and grew attached to that vibe. But lyrically, you know, I definitely credit my inspiration to people like Jay-Z, people like Lil Wayne, people that really make me laugh when I hear the bar. Like, bars so hard that I'm like, God damn, he said that? you know? That's what I thrive to be, you know? But I can't really just say, like, when I jump in the studio, I think about anything other than just rapping, you know? Like, I hear a beat that I like, and I just start saying whatever I feel in that moment.
Mm. Mm. Okay. So that's what it's all about.
definitely what it's all about. But another question, a little bit off subject, but I was sitting there thinking, because I was like, man, I know you said you're veering away from the dancing, but you know, with today's artists, right, like there's so many different ways to get it, right? And there's so many different hats that you have to wear, you know, from being a content creator to, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, a marketing, and you know, there's so many different hats you have to wear. Do you feel like spreading yourself too thin can take away from the actual craft and the quality of the music?
100%, bro. 100%. That's why most music that we hear now, like, we hear it for a couple months and you never hear from it again, you know, because everybody's trying their hardest to, you know, do everything they can to, like, it's not really being done authentically anymore. A lot of the music isn't even done authentically. A lot of the music is like, oh, we got to make a song that sound like that song that blew off TikTok. Go find one of those beats or go do this, you know, like, so yeah, I definitely, yeah. Yes, I agree. 100,000,000%. Yes.
It's the truth.
Yeah, it is the truth, man. It's sad that that's what's happening. But, you know, I mean, we're in an era now where, you know, it's do it yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is possible. You can get out there and really, you know, grind it out and create it yourself if you can wear all the hats, you know what I'm saying? Or you can get a dope ass team and really go to work. You know what I'm saying? So, and you can be, you can go out there and be the big shit, you know what I'm saying? Right. Or Big Papa, right?
Right.
So speaking of Big Papa, man, shit's been going crazy. I know you were talking about, you had mentioned, what was the last project? Beast Boy, right? You had mentioned Beast Boy, and wasn't Big Papa on Beast Boy as well?
Yeah, Big Papa was on Beast Boy. It was really just a bonus track for, see, the reason I put it on Mr. Big was because I was hoping for somebody to ask me this question, but everybody kind of just let it slide. So I'm kind of glad I finally get to explain this. But the reason I put Big Papa as a bonus track on Mr. Big shit was because that's where that whole era of my music came from. Like, when you hear Big Papa, the first thing I say is, big shit, nigga, big shit when I walk. And I would, after dropping that song, that was never something I said until I dropped that song. I was saying it all day long, like, yeah, big shit, when I walk, you know? So I felt like because that was really what inspired the whole thing, I had to put it on there for people to get it. Like, so where did this come from? And then you go to the bottom and you hear the last final song and you're like, oh, okay, this came from, you know?
Yeah, kind of tying them in together.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's dope. So and the video, because I know we're about to get into the record, but the video was interesting, man. Like, the beginning of it is what I love about it is, once again, there was a concept into the video. It was almost like an old kung fu movie or something.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like that's something, like, I want everything I do to look cool as hell, on top of, like, just being from my mind, you know? Like, I don't want to be one of those artists where I'm okay with, okay, I got this song and this shit is so hard, somebody come to my kitchen to film this video for me. You know, like, I want it to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want you to feel the song how it's supposed to be. I want it to be a real thing, you know? So when I come up with these ideas, I'm like, okay, how can I make this feel like, or how can I do this, or how can I, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, without further ado, we do have that record on deck. Y'all know how we do here at Audio Meds. I'm going to drop the record, but y'all got to tap that plus button, turn it to a check, add it to your Amazon playlist, put that shit on repeat, loop that motherfucker, and make sure we get this nigga a chisneck.
Hey,
so here we go, man. Hot record, Soski, Big Papa, Lego.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, Big Papa. If y'all just now tapping in, this is the audio, man. Just imagine him. DJ Bobby Hustle, De Vato Capo. We got a super duper.
There we go. That's right, man. Yeah. That's, man, that's got a bop to it, dog. That shit, I could hear that shit all over. Like, that can cross over. I could hear it in commercials. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one of them records. Mm-hmm. Like, you walk in the Foot Locker and it's playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of them, man, joints. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got one. You got one, bro. So, yeah.
You got a few.
Yeah. Let me take that back. You got a few right there, bro. You got some work right there. So, you know, we know that you're working right now, Mr. Big Shit. You're pushing the project, getting to work. Where can the people go? Is there merch available? I mean, is there a tour coming? Like, where can the people tap in just so that they can stay connected with the movement?
Well, yeah, we definitely got merch. You got to click the website, soskiworld.com, soskiworld.com. You know, if you want to be fly like me, fly like the boy, you go over there, you click that. But I do got some tour dates coming up and stuff like that. And I have nothing right now to where I can just say, yeah, because I'm not gonna lie, guys, my memory is like absolute shit. Like, I can't even tell you, because my manager just told me 3 days ago, but I can't tell you. All I gotta do is, everybody, if you want to come see the Soski, y'all gotta follow me on Instagram at xsoski, and that's where I post everything that got to do with me. You know, if I've got some new merch coming, I got new song, new video, new anything, new show, it's gonna be posted there first. So everybody go follow me on Instagram, you know, just to stay updated with me.
Yeah, okay. That's it. Hey, man, you know, one thing I noticed, man, is you've been taking off on TikTok, but you didn't mention a TikTok page.
I mean, I'm not, see, because, like, there's people who, like, TikTok artists, and they actually use TikTok to, like, they dance on TikTok, and they post on TikTok all day for their songs to, you know, and then there's artists that they drop a song, and somebody hears it, and they put it on TikTok like, hey, this shit hard. And then everybody on TikTok gets it, you know? Like, I feel like for my music, it's always been that way for me. So, like, I don't even really try to overindulge in the TikTok, because I really also don't want to be labeled a TikTok artist. Like, this shit is hard. This shit is real. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so I try to keep it as authentic as possible. And majority of my fan base is on Instagram, like, that I contact personally, or that is in my comments, you know. Like, when it comes to TikTok, it's just my music is bigger there, you know.
Okay. That makes sense. Right. That makes sense, bro.
Okay, so Soski, serious question. All right, serious question. So, you know, you're 23, so you still got a long way to go in the game. You got another 50 years in the game. But right now, you've done a lot. You've been on some major platforms, worked with some major artists, had some songs do some major numbers. And there's a lot of people that look at younger guys that are younger than you coming up, looking up to you. What would you say, or even older, just people in general in the game, you know, what would you say thus far? I know you got many more to do, but thus far, what was the biggest lessons, mistake, loss, or whatever that you've overcame and learned the most from that you can reveal?
I feel like the biggest loss / overcome situation for me was me breaking out from being with my group, because at the time, like, we had so much motion, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had so much going, and then our egos collided and everything, you know, to where we had to break apart, to where our fan base, they were like, okay, well, do I stick with them? Do I stick with them? Do I not kick it with anybody? And then it also got to a point to where I didn't even know who I was going to be musically and stuff like that. So it was more of a personal trial and error thing that I had to overcome in order to become the artist that I am, you know? It wasn't on a lesson I could give you, or the lesson really is, like, shit, you got to stay humble. Don't let those egos, you know what I'm saying? Don't let that ego get to you, because even if you feel like you're on top of the world, you haven't done nothing yet, you know what I'm saying? It's still so much more to be done on this earth, you know? So you just got to stay 10 toes. No matter what situation, no matter how big or small or anything, you just got to stay 10 toes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Okay. That's definitely a good answer, man. It's like almost like a divorce. The kids got to choose which parents they want to go for Christmas.
it was literally exactly that. Like, nobody knew if they were going to come with us for Thanksgiving or them for Easter. And for a while it was like that. And then like once the Big Papa record took off, you know, that's when I started gaining new fans, where people that was like, who the fuck, like, what fucking group are these guys talking about in your comments? I don't even know. This song is good. You know, like, That's when it changed into a different thing for me. But up until then, it was like, yeah, bro, like, it was like biting nails trying to get somebody to listen to a record from Instagram or from that new, you know, like, if they wasn't coming from just seeing me, they were like, I don't know if I want to support this man because, you know, you guys are so, you know, like, so, yeah, definitely.
Hell yeah. That's what it is, man.
Okay. Hey, man. All right, man. So before we let you get out of here, man, you did it on the Street Smarts trivia. You came back and you got the bonus points. You know what you got, two out of three on the Street Smarts trivia?
Plus the extra credit.
So, you know, that's like a 78, 80%, you know, with today's standards, that's what a C+, you know, you get to community college with that, you know, millionaires come out of community college. So we ain't going to knock that. But before we let you get out. Exactly.
Talk that shit.
So before we let you get out of here, man, we're gonna twist your arm one more time. We want to put you in the hot seat. So what the hot seat is, it's just a real quick mental mind stimulation brain game exercise. We're gonna give you two options. Pick one or the other. Don't say both. Don't say neither. You know, whichever one comes first, whichever one, you know, is serious. So we have some questions that are, I don't want to say risque, but I just want to kind of understand you a little bit. So I'm going to give you two prerequisite questions so I can know what to ask you in the game. So
All right. First
question is, do you drink alcohol? I know you said you drink Patron, right? So you drink alcohol, right? Yeah. He didn't even answer that when I take that as a yeah.
I drink.
Okay, do you partake?
What happened?
Do you smoke
yes.
weed?
I actually been waiting to light this blunt this whole time. Yes, I
smoke. Me too. Okay. Shit, hey.
Because we don't want to offend nobody, you know what I'm saying? You might be on some holy shit, Master Cleanse, whatever, I don't know. You know. Okay, cool. So let's get to it. All right, so this is called the hot seat, mental mind stimulation. I'm going to give you two choices, one or the other. Don't say both. Don't say neither. Do it fast as you can. Be as truthful as possible. You ready?
All right.
Let's go.
All right. Light liquor or dark liquor?
Light liquor.
Indica or sativa?
Indica.
A kick in the nuts or a poke in the eye?
A poke in the fucking eye. Twice.
$10, $20 bills or $6, $50 bills?
$650 bills?
$50,000 up front or 50% of the back end?
Okay. I would just say 50K up front.
Big booty, little booty.
Big booty.
Hey. All right, last one. Would you rather live a short and eventful life or a long and boring life?
Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Short eventful.
Hey,
that says a lot. That says a lot.
I'm trying to turn up.
Hey, right. You only get one trip.
Exactly. You only get one trip.
Okay.
Hey, man. Appreciate your honesty, man.
Real shit. Solsky, man, we appreciate you joining us today, man. We know that you have an extremely busy schedule and you're always out here moving around, getting to it. So for you to take time out of your schedule and come join us on Audio Meds means a lot. Anytime you have anything new, anything you want to talk about, you want to get off your chest, you want to promote, come holler at us, man. You are always welcome here on Audio Meds, homie.
Y'all, man, thank y'all for even having me, you know, for even considering me to come on, you know.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So when you pop, don't forget to come back. Don't forget
I'm
we had you
back,
here.
Brother.
When you was
I'm
on the way up. All right. Hey, we need a discount on them shows too.
Hey, I get you in, bro. What you talking about?
Let's go.
Hey, so skinny, buddy.
Yes, sir. So skinny.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. Bye.
Hey, we are back again. It is your man to them, DJ Bobby Hustle, that Vato Capo, and this is the Audio Meds. We just
That's right.
Super duper special guest.
Super duper dope guest. That's right, man. So like we always do, man, every Tuesday and Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Central, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, we're always on AMP Live. Celebrating the culture, man. That's what it's all about, man. We have special guests come on, do dope interviews, interesting topics of discussions, all that good shit. And we always played the classics and some new shit too. You know, we had a bunch of new records today, you know what I'm saying? And we bounced around, went from East Coast to the Bay Area, even down south. We hit all of it, Bobby. Like, that's, man, I love doing this
shit. We do, bro. Man.
That's what the fuck we do. Get out of here. That was deep. A classic, though. Dog, I forgot about doing my job. That shit, that brings back memories, dog.
Well, like, that's because you've actually been doing your job. So you was too busy doing your job.
That's see where right. I went there? Yeah, exactly. Hey, I like that. Yeah, man. But yeah, definitely, man. Definitely, we are on it. And like, if that's the thing, is we're always on here every Tuesday and Thursday, creating dope shows, doing it for the culture. And Bobby, I think we need to tell them if they're man, feeling like man. Us.
If you're feeling like us, you said a key word, creating dope shows. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are creators just like us, and you guys have a lot of stuff to say that you want to get off your chest, a lot of new music you want to expose the people to, and a lot of things that you want to do. Well, the opportunity is there. If you like the AMP platform, and if you like how it's going, you can actually create your own, like the Audio Meds, on the AMP platform. And as a matter of fact, Not only can you create your own show, there is a slim possibility that AMP might even cut you a chisneck out of what they got called the Creator Fund. So AMP has this thing called the Creator Fund where they're helping new creators earn some money by doing something they love, which is create a dope show on AMP. And it's real easy to participate. If you're listening right now, all you got to do is you did the first half, you created an account on AMP. So the second half is you got to start a show. And when you do start that show, you can make it about anything. You have to put our hashtag in your description, in your title. And it's hashtag AM for Audio Meds, AM Creatives with an S because it's plural. So hashtag AM Creatives. And so what that's going to do is if you put that in your title or description when you create your new show, that's going to allow all the bots and the AI algorithms and all that crazy stuff to scan your page and let them know that the Audio Meds told you about the Creator Fund and told you about that you might possibly, maybe, not promising, not guaranteed, but you might get a chisnet.
You might get like a check. Shit.
You might get a check if your shit ain't whack.
Yeah, and they're going to spend a little... if they fucks with you, they might get you. Yeah, but you know what, Bobby, you missed one key step that they need to do.
What's the key step?
They create an account and then they need to go and follow Audio Meds. Make sure you guys are following us. Make sure you hit the notification button so every time we go live you're notified and you can come join us and be a part of this, man. And don't ever hesitate to jump in that chat or smack that heart button for us and show us some love, man. It means a lot to us. It gives us that energy to keep going, to keep creating. And we need that shit, dog. Like, actually, for real.
Technically, if you're here right now listening to this voice, you should already be following Audio Meds. I was doing that on the assumption that you was already fucking with us enough to even work the thumb knuckle just a little bit.
You ain't, hit that you ain't following us yet? You here? What?
What? How disrespectful. What?
Yes, how disrespectful, man. Bobby, do we have another guest?
Yeah, we got one more guest. Why are you looking at me like that, bruh? I told you, we out of turkey. All we got is bologna. Whatever, we got another guest, man. You ready? Boop. Boop. Hold on, my intercom's not working right now. Hold on. I got to tweak the light. See, this is what happened when you take the AMP check and you buy rims instead of investing in equipment.
You didn't go buy rims, did you, Bobby? Come on.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm still riding factory 2020 factories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just went and bought a new whip. That's it.
Hey, my rims got in my car.
Yeah, all right, man. That's fucked up. All right, who's the guest, man? You got the intercom working?
Paging Dr. Capo. Paging Dr. Capo.
All right, man. I've been here the whole time, Bobby, just hiding in the back. Okay. All right, so you know it. Yeah, that's exactly. Yo, all right, so You already know what time it is, man. Every dose of audio meds, we have to hit you with a prescription just to leave you on a positive note, man. And Bobby, I feel like today we had Soski, you know, he's out here moving and doing a lot of different things, being a creative, just pushing the culture forward. So I felt like this quote right here is perfect, man. It fits perfect. All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, man. It goes something like this. The man who moves a mountain begins by carrying away a small stone.
Say that one more time.
All right. One more time. The man who moves a mountain begins by carrying away a small stone.
So for a lot of y'all who that might have went over your head, it's basically saying you have to start somewhere. You can't move that mountain all at once, but you can move a stone and then move another stone and then another stone until you have actually moved a mountain.
That's right. Start somewhere.
Start somewhere. Y'all know what to do. Tap that plus button. Tap that heart button. Tap that follow button. Follow us on all the social medias. Tap every single book button. Pause. We here every Tuesday and Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be back this Thursday, and we got something super special. We would tell you about it, but we want to keep that suspense going.
That's right. Audio meds, they're good for you. Yippee!